next day, Amber and Barnett. Barnett is wearing this fucking rope puka shell douchey ass necklace. Yeah,
why is he wearing that Real World season 2 necklace?
Right? with white sunglasses. He had white sunglasses, God. Too. Just an image of horror. So they're riding around on this big-ass boat and talking about meeting each other's families. And, you know, Barnett says, you know, you just have to be super nice to them. And Amber already, always, she has, like, a warning of how she's going to, like, fuck shit up or whatever. You know, I mean, I'm kind of a smart ass, though, so not sure how super nice I can be. So, like, Jesus, what is this tit for tat? I'm going to fuck your world up. You're going to kill, like, y'all are talking about meeting each other's families.
Right, the only just answer be nice to be super nice to
them. Yes, is yes. I'm going to love your family. I'm going to be super nice to them. All what right. is this? So they chat about, you know, seeing everybody last night, and Amber, she puts up a very solid, confident front. Mm-hmm. But even she's wondering, so, you know, any second thoughts after seeing Jessica? Mm-hmm. Like, of course you're going to be thinking that regardless.
Yeah.
But we actually don't even see Barnett's answer, so pretty sure he said
he probably shrugged his shoulders. He's probably like,
yeah, exactly. Whatever. Cameron and Lauren, they are spending their day on a helicopter ride. Cameron's outfit made me pause.
I know. His vacation style is very unique.
It's terrible. Oh, God. This purple Barney-ass shirt.
It was.
Gray shorts and black sneakers.
Oh, my God. He had black sneakers on? Oh, no.
Black on black. Not even black with a little gray or black with a little purple. Just straight black.
No. Those are the worst. Terrible.
Very, very bad. God. Bad look. Yeah. But nonetheless, they're having a grand old time.
Mm-hmm.
They've only been together for 3 days, but Lauren says it feels like they've known each other for years. Mm-hmm. And she's saying, like, you know, we're just so saturated with each other. I've never been with someone who's so into me.
Yeah.
And then she says, it's cute for now. And then I'm like, is that, like, foreshadowing? Because sometimes I worry about Lauren and Cameron, because Cameron is very full on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Lauren seems very into it, but I always wonder, like, in the back of her head, is she like, like, because he's always like, you notice he's like always on top of her, touching her, look like very full on, which some girls could be turned off from, and she seems into it, but I don't know, even that comment, like, I mean, it's cute for now, and then she's like, no, I'm kidding, but like,
I mean,
is
I
that
think
a slip thing?
We'll get into it later, but I think she's never been in an interracial relationship before, and she's probably like, this is very weird for me to be this attracted and this together with this white man. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
That's different.
And then when they get to somewhere that's not Mexico and not a resort where everyone's catering to you and they can't be racist, what, you know, what are they going to face outside of that? You know what
after,
I mean? You know.
Yeah. It's just in her head, maybe.
Yeah.
So Jessica and Mark, they go horseback riding, and Mark, of course, still head over heels for Jessica, even after their, you know, big disagreement the night before. But they seem to have a nice day. They went hiking, they did a little picnic in the woods. It was cute. And you know, Mark said it was a very important day for us. She said, you know, we're finally being ourselves. And even in her interview, she said, it's been an awesome day. Mark has been really silly. You know, last night I didn't feel there physical wise, but today it's taking a bit of a turn for me.
Oh my God. I just really wonder with this girl, because it seems to me like he is constantly having to prove his masculinity to her all the time because he's so young. Mm-hmm.
He's young and he's short.
And I was going
to
say, and
compared to what
shorter.
She. I know.
Yes.
Shorter, sorry.
Yes.
Shorter, yes.
Height shame. Okay.
No.
So he is constantly having to prove himself to her all the time.
Yeah.
Number one, I wonder, Mark, did you grow up like that? Did you always have to prove yourself in some way to some people somehow? And you're just used to this, and that's why you still love her. Number two.
That's why, That's a good point.
Jessica, what is your age cutoff? Because Barnett is 27 or 28.
Hello. It's only 3 years different. And
he's
14. You, and acts so much younger. Yeah. So Please.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Seems like Jessica's just shallow. That's what it seems like. To if I sat down and interviewed her and asked her that question, mm-hmm. I feel like she wouldn't have an answer besides no. Barnett's 6'8". And this yeah, one's 5'9".
And that's it. Yeah, that's it. Really, there's no, she would have no good explanation mm-hmm. at all. But yeah, it even irked me when she was like, yeah, we're finally being ourselves now. And, you know, Mark's been really funny and silly. And I'm like, Mark's, to my knowledge, he's been himself this whole time.
Right.
So I don't know what you're finally seeing. Like, the dude's been himself. Yeah. Like, this is the same dude that you, like, fell in love with in the pods. Yeah. So you're coming around and being yourself.
Right.
So that's really all it is. Next up, Giannina and Damien.
Giannina in the cutest swimsuit ever. I love so this cute. Swimsuit. But her yeah, whole I vagina was hanging out the whole time. The it was whole very thing. Distracting.
Yeah. It was one of those like high,
yeah, the high cut ones. Like 90s cut.
90s, yes. Yeah. So your legs look great, but like literally only your vagina lips are covered.
I mean, just in the bold. Wind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
It was cute though.
It she was cute. Good. Yeah, it was a good it moment, Giannina. I see you with your wax, your fresh yes. laser hair removal.
Yes. You have to have a good wax for that.
Oh, you
Jesus.
Have to have laser hair removal.
Laser.
Because no, there was no like.
No. You can like, have stubble.
Yeah, no stubble.
You
no,
can have stubble
no dark
ingrown hairs showing up the
no,
side.
Uh-huh. Nothing. Nothing.
No.
Just slip yeah. and slide. I was like, yes. okay, Giannina.
Yeah, looks nice.
Keep it
looks
up. Good.
Yeah, okay, girl. So her and Damien, they're also on a boat laying out mm-hmm. on the, like, on the front part. She's like, you know, what are you thinking? And he's like, I don't know, you know, I don't want this to end. It's, you know, been such a great escape from everyday, you know, everyday life, mm-hmm. work, drama, you know. And she's like, well, what do you mean escape? Escape from what? What
yeah,
drama?
She got a little... crazy.
Oh, God. He's like, you know, work, life, the dramas of life, like regular, the dude, he was like, yeah. I don't know what else to say here. Mm-hmm. And she's like, what drama? You know, you're being so vague. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't, you're, why are you turning this into more? Like yeah. she's picking. She's really, you know, trying to grab at straws here. Mm-hmm. And he told her, he's like, you're overthinking, like, I gave you my answer. Like, I don't know what else, what other answer you want from yeah. me. And she kind of like in a huff, just like runs, you know, to the side of the boat. So here we are getting Giannina in her first sign of self-sabotage. As she warned us, she does.
Yeah. However, I don't actually blame her so much for this because you don't know this person.
You don't, yes.
So you don't know what kind of drama they have at home. And they
yeah.
have more of a chance of surprising you than not.
Mm-hmm. True.
So I give her that.
Yeah, I'll you know? Give her that. She, I don't know, she hung on to the words, though.
She sure did. Which
because
I mean,
he was just like, you know, just escape from work, you know, life, the drama, you know. Mm-hmm. And she was like, wait, what? What? Drama? Escape? Like, she grabbed them two yeah. words real quick. I wouldn't yeah. even thought about them. Like,
yeah, well, because, yeah, you don't self-sabotage. I guess because
yeah.
I see where she's coming from here.
Okay.
Where... not only would you turn that into something, but you're more likely thinking there's something on the other side of that.
There's something missing, yeah.
You know?
Whew, yeah. Which, you know, we do find out later.
Yeah, so. There kind of is.
There was, yeah. So shout out to you, Giannina, because you dug deep. Kenny and Kelly, born shit. They're,
Kelly
you know.
Looking fantastic.
Always loving the resort look.
Love
it's just like
this.
It's a look.
Yes.
Yeah. It's great.
She's committed.
What was she even wearing? I don't remember.
Look.
She always
was
like a two-piece floral.
A two-piece little something. Just so mm-hmm. cute.
Very cute.
And
love it.
Yeah, they're just in love and whatever. It's boring.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.